The keynote speech was given by journalist, writer, and activist Tariq Ali. He says that the Israeli state is sustained by powerful propaganda and militarism, but that its Achilles heel is its economic weakness.
Even the threat to cut them off would divide that establishment, and actually cutting them off could bring that regime down. It is a vicious regime. It will fight to the last to defend itself, but it needs money to do so. And that's why this whole question of not treating Israel separately as a special case, when it does exactly the same sort of things which other colonial powers have done, and when it is even worse in the arrogance which it deploys to justify the occupation of Palestine. That is unforgivable. I'm constantly shocked. And the way in which the media in this country treats Israel, whenever I come here, every single day, children are being killed in Palestine. Leave alone all the innocents. I just want to say this to you. I have now stopped believing that the deaths of these children are accidental. I really don't believe it. I think the Israeli Defense Force is quite a disciplined force. They are not mad. They do what they are ordered to do. And often you get reports of young boys shot in the head, not in the arm, not in the leg, shot in the head. And I am beginning to think that this is deliberate.
The rationale for the new divestment campaign was explained during one of the workshops.
Divestment is a comprehensive program that targets Zionism and the State of Israel and all the Zionist movements in all of its manifestations. And to establish a consensus that the Zionist ideology is criminal and contrary to contemporary and historically advanced norms of morality. So we need to go back to removing artificially placed borders by the colonial powers, by England and France. And Israel is modeling itself, supposedly, after a Western standard of living. And what we are saying as the indigenous people of the land, we welcome you to be equals. You are the ones who are not accepting us as equals. You want to segregate us and dispossess us. You want to remove us off of our land because you want to maintain a privilege for yourself. And denying the right of repatriation to all the Palestinian refugees who have been in exile. If we look at these three fundamental characteristics of the exclusionary racist nature of Israel, then that's what divestment needs to target.
Free! Free Palestine! Free!
A rally gathering over 300 people met on Cooper Green to protest Rutgers University pro-Israel stance and attempts to silence the Palestinian viewpoint. The campaign of divestment, modeled on the boycott of South African apartheid, is a new strategy of the Free Palestine movement. Rutgers University is bound to become its first target. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen in New Jersey.